Today's Daf Maseches Pesachim, Daf Nun Ches Baruch Hashem. Begin a new parak today and journey in Maseches Pesachim into the world of Kodshim and the Korban Pesach, the Pesach sacrifice. The opening Mishnah explains the order and timing of the Korban Tamid, the sacrifice that was brought every single day in the Beis Hamikdash. What happens when it coincides? Of course, it's going to coincide with the day of Erev Pesach. So the rarer case in the second half of the Mishnah is when Erev Pesach falls on Erev Shabbos. So the Tamid, it's Korban Tamid, was moved up to 6.5 hours into the day. We're talking about Sha'od Zmaniot. These are the hours of the day that are broken into 12 parts. Each hour obviously lasting for the amount of minutes depending on the time of the year. So 6.5 hours for the slaughtering, for the Shechita into the day, as opposed to 7.5 when coinciding with regular Erev Pesach. So this notion of the Tamid, of Mincha, the afternoon sacrifice that was brought every single day, or as the Torah calls it, the Tamid Shel Bein Arba'im, as it's called in the Psukim, raises an interesting question halacha. We learned back in Maseches Brachos that the daily tefillos, the davening that we have, are established based on the standard and timing of the Korban Tamid. We have the morning Korban Tamid Shel Shachar and the Korban Tamid Shel Bein Arba'im, the afternoon Tamid. The Rambam writes in Hilchos Tefila Per Gimel Halacha Beis, he writes this explicitly, Kvar amarnu shetfilas mincha keneged tamid shebein arba'im tiknus mana, the whole institution of mincha is paralleling, mirroring the afternoon sacrifice that the time was established. So what was the original time? So the Mishnah tells us 9.5 hours, the Rambam writes 9.5 hours into the day. That's called Zman Mincha Ketana. That's the time of the Korban Tamid on a regular day. And since Erev Pesach, that falls on Erev Shabbos, has the Tamid at 6.5 hours, Mincha can already be prayed from 6.5 hours and on. This is called Mincha Gedola. It comes out a fascinating point because of one day a year, we're able to daven Mincha from 6.5 hours and on. This enables us to do so the rest of the year. In fact, many poskim bring that it is a chachila and appropriate best to try and daven mincha at the earliest possible zman, mincha gedola. While others saw mincha ketana is preferable because it's the original time of the daily korban tamid. Earlier than this zman, in other words, from the beginning of the seventh hour, or 6 hours and 1 minute into the day, a list of poskim are quoted in the Sefer Isha Yisrael, page Reish Tzadikei, that you have fulfilled tefilas mincha b'di'eved. You have done mincha, you shouldn't go back and do it again. However, Chaim Kanievsky said, if you were to do so, you shouldn't recite Ashrei or the Parsha of the Tamid, because of course, the earliest possible time is really 6.5 hours. You moved it up by a few minutes, you did it, you did mincha, but it really wasn't the right way to do it. The Birkei Yosef in Simen Tafnun Ches, Siv Beis, writes that it is appropriate in the Chachila, therefore, an Erev Pesach, based on all of this, that falls in Erev Shabbos, like the Mishnah says, to parallel exactly what the Mishnah says, not only the Korban Tamid was brought 6.5 hours, we should actually daven Mincha Gedola at that earlier slot, because it should really precede the afternoon of the Korban Pesach. And even the Rambam would likely agree. The other instance, Halach Lamaisa, is Erev Shabbos Chanukah. It would likewise be correct to daven Mincha Gedola, both because the Beis Hamikdash, in the Beis Hamikdash, they would light the candles on a daily basis. That took place after the Korban Tamid was already brought. And of course, we know that the lighting of the Chanukah candles is Zecher LeMikdash. We're doing it based on the lighting of the menorah that took place each day in the Beis Hamikdash. Because once you have lit the Neros Chanukah of Shabbos, then it's a contradiction. Now I'm going to go back and daven Mincha. So it's not the end of the world if you're not able to. In other words, if you can only daven Mincha after you've lit, but certainly preferred to do it in that order. Mincha always needs chizik. Sandwich into the busiest time of the day. We need to take an extra sense of caution, extra sense of chizik, an extra sense of strength to be able to make sure we make the time of mincha, to make it possible, to make sure that we have that time of the day where we can do the sicha, like the Torah says, the sicha of Yitzchak Avinu, who established mincha to be able to have that conversation with Hashem, Bezrat Hashem, each and every day.